to 3-week turnaround at an additional cost. Need a visa? Residents of the US, Mexico, and many other countries don't need to apply for a French visa unless they plan to stay in France for longer than 3 months, 90 days. However, citizens of some countries, such as China, need to apply for a visa no matter how long they plan to stay. If you're unsure, just check with your local consulate. The US State Department's website provides a wealth of country-specific information for American travelers, including travel alerts and warnings, the location of the U.S. Embassy in each country, and of course, whether or not you need a visa to travel there. Healthcare. Most people neglect this, but it's important to keep in mind when traveling to any foreign country. It's wise to consult with your doctor about your travel plans and ensure routine immunizations are current. You want to protect against things like influenza, polio, chickenpox, mumps, measles, etc. And although France's medical system is nationalized and visitor-friendly, it's still advisable to ensure you'll be covered when you travel abroad. Set the date. Choose the best time for the best experience. The regions of Provence and the French Riviera enjoy very sunny weather most of the year. Spring and autumn are the best times to travel because temperatures are typically very comfortable this time of year with fewer tourists. Summertime is full of festivals and the weather is steamy, often quite hot by most standards. Europeans typically vacation in July and August, jamming up the Riviera. September brings the grape harvest, when small wineries are pretty much off-limits to taste-seeking travelers. Late autumn delivers beautiful foliage and tranquility. Although you can experience fairly mild and pleasant weather in any season, Provence is famous for its chilling temperatures in the winter months when the winds blow. Winter travel is generally fine in Provence and on the Riviera, but please note, tourist information offices keep shorter hours at this time, and some tourist activities even stop altogether. So, when you choose to travel, should depend on the types of things you'd like to experience. And of course, it's always best to book flights, hotels, and train passes as far in advance as possible for better rates all around. Pack. Pack well, but don't pack too much. Leave space for all the great shopping you'll be doing in French Riviera shops. Otherwise, you'll end up having to buy extra luggage and pay those ghastly baggage fees on the trip home. Make copies of your travel documents and your passport and email them to yourself before your trip. That will protect you from a big headache if you lose your documents. Since Europe uses 220 volts of electricity compared to the 110 volts used in America, travelers from outside Europe will need to bring along a universal electrical plug converter that can work with both the higher voltage and the differing shape of the electrical plug. This way, you'll be able to plug in your cell phones, tablets, curling irons, etc. during the trip without frying them, since they weren't designed to run on the higher voltage. If you don't want to feel underdressed in comparison to the French, leave the denim shorts and tennis shoe-type clothing at home. They just scream tourist. Opt for solid colors, slacks and dress shirts, scarves, skirts and dresses. Be sure to check the local weather in Provence and the Riviera for the time of year you're traveling, and pack sweaters, jackets or coats accordingly. It's always a good idea to pack an umbrella or raincoat and clothes for layering in cooler weather, and a good pair of walking shoes that you'll be comfortable in, preferably water-resistant if you're traveling in colder months, comfortable light sandals or sneakers to walk good distances in the warmer weather. If you're planning on visiting any of the beautiful cathedrals of France, bring clothes that appropriately cover your shoulders and legs. A backpack can be handy during the day when you go out sightseeing and collecting souvenirs, particularly when getting on and off buses, boats, trains or trams. If you don't speak French, be sure to pack a good conversational French phrase guide to bring along with you. You'll find people a lot friendlier toward you if you don't go around assuming they speak your language. Hand sanitizer is always great to have along with you when traveling. A simple first aid kit is always a good idea to have in your luggage, just in case. Medication. Don't forget to have enough for the duration of your trip. It's also helpful to have a note from your physician if you're concerned about being questioned about carrying a certain quantity. And don't forget your allergy pills if you're prone. Make sure to bring enough of it with you, and bring a note from your doctor if you're suffering from a condition that others need to be aware of. Bring one or two reusable shopping bags for trips to the grocery store and for carrying souvenirs home. Be sure to leave expensive jewels and high-priced electronics at home. Like most major cities and tourist attractions, thieves and pickpockets abound in tourist areas,